Hello, I'm Scott Williamson, and welcome to this week's Met Weekly Preview. You're in for a wild experience with The Exterminating Angel, a modern opera by composer Thomas Addis, based on the surrealist Luis Buñuel. Listening to a Thomas Addis premiere can be a dizzying experience for the opera lover. It's like listening for the first time to a visionary masterpiece like Richard Wagner's Parsifal or Alban Berg's Lulu. Addis's operas are like nothing you've heard. That was the Queen of the Night-like, at its time, highest-ever-composed soprano role, Ariel, in Thomas Addis's operatic adaptation of Shakespeare's The Tempest. The composer was conducting the coloratura soprano Cynthia Seddon. Here's how The New Yorker's Alex Ross described Addis in his review of The Exterminating Angel's world premiere in August 2016 at the Salzburg Festival. The British composer Thomas Addis is as compelling as any contemporary practitioner of his art because he is, first and foremost, a virtuoso of extremes. He is a refined technician with a skilled performer's reverence for tradition, yet he has no fear of unleashing brutal sounds on the edge of chaos. Although he makes liberal use of tonal harmony, he subjects that material to shattering processes. He conjures both the vanished past and the ephemeral present. Thomas Addis wrote his first opera, a rowdy, eclectic pastiche called Powder Her Face, when he was barely a college graduate. At its premiere, it was one of the most acclaimed English-language operas since the 1940s. That was the composer Thomas Addis conducting the overture to his first opera, the scandalous reality TV-like chamber drama, Powder Her Face. Though avant-garde in the literal sense, Addis is a Janus-faced visionary, meaning he looks forward while drawing extensively on the past. Let's listen to an excerpt from an orchestral song called Brahms. The poem is by the eminent German pianist Alfred Brendel, and the music is inspired by Brahms' Fourth Symphony. If you're familiar with the opening of Brahms' Last Symphony, then the beginning of Addis' song makes even more sense. Was wissen wir? What do we know, indeed? That was baritone Christopher Maltman singing Brahms, with the composer Thomas Addis conducting the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra. This is the Met Weekly Preview. I'm Scott Williamson. The Exterminating Angel seems like an unlikely choice for an opera. It's based on the 1962 surrealist film by Luis Buñuel, at which a post-opera dinner party goes south when the entire cast of diplomats, officers, artists, lovers, servants, and patrons finds that a mysterious force seems to be trapping them inside the room. Addis said the subject had long been on his mind and that he, quote, grew up watching Buñuel films from the age of 13 or 14. Known for his sprawling casts, Addis outdoes himself in his latest opera with an ensemble of 15 principal roles, most of whom remain on stage for the entire opera. Letizia, the extremely virtuosic coloratura soprano in The Exterminating Angel, is based on a Tosca-like character, which is to say, she's an opera singer playing an opera singer. Letizia was written for the soprano Audrey Luna, who held the record for singing the highest part in the operatic repertory before she created this one. That previous record was for Addis's second opera, The Tempest. Here is an excerpt from the stratospheric part of Ariel, as sung in the original Covent Garden production by German coloratura Cynthia Seiden. And here's an excerpt from the new opera with members of the Met's stellar ensemble cast.
What was that? An anarchist? No, it was Letizia, a Valkyrie.
Never even tried.
That was Thomas Addis conducting the Met premiere of The Exterminating Angel in November of 2017. As you've heard, Addis knows how to challenge his singers. He is also a brilliant and innovative orchestrator. The Exterminating Angel features a pit orchestra unlike any other. Here's an excerpt from the march-like orchestral interlude, which features the sci-fi classic film-sounding keyboard, the Onde Martineau, played by the virtuoso Cynthia Millar. Listen for its swooping, sighing, and tremolo-filled howls. It's an otherworldly sound. You'll get an opportunity to hear a whole lot more tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. here on WVTF Music. And for inquiring minds, the Met website has playbills, articles, and other media online, and is a great source for getting to know these operas and more of what you hear during the Met season on your public radio station. In case you were wondering, Addis does have a lyrical side, as demonstrated by that love duet between Eduardo and Beatrice in The Exterminating Angel. I'm Scott Williamson, Artistic Director of Opera Roanoke. Thanks for listening.